South Dakota farmers challenged with prevent plant acres, hail, or fields which were flooded out still have opportunities for a crop when soils are conducive. Renovo Seed Direct Sales Specialist Mitchell Peterson explains summer forages only require a 50 to 70 day growing window before harvest is possible.
For some of those dry hay options, we look at a lot of our millet species. If our soils are going to be holding a little bit more water, Japanese millet can be a pretty popular option for those bogged down, wet, saturated soils. And we still have our good golden German millet foxtail species that can be really good dry hay options.
Forages for wet harvest include sorghum sedan species, which offer excellent tonnage when chopped for silage. Growers seeking grazing opportunities or simply wanting to prevent soil erosion on empty fields might also consider cover crops.
Help keep the ground soiled, keep your biology functioning, retaining moisture, keeping a living root in the soil. Those are all huge things.
While forages have a shorter growing season than many cash crops, Peterson says timing of planting will determine the species. Warm season forages can be seeded through the end of July before a switch to cool season plants is recommended. He also advises checking with USDA and crop insurance experts before late season planting, in addition to heeding herbicide restrictions.
Any pre-emerge herbicides, if he's had atrazine, Callisto, any of those longer-lived chemicals that we need to know about so that we can make sure that we give you a seed option that's going to be viable if you have some of those chemicals in your soil.
The bottom line, annual forages and cover crops can be an excellent tool to mitigate the challenging planting season. I'm Pam Geppert reporting on today's Dakota Farm Talk.